Good morning and welcome to House of Praise. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And this is kind of a transition program between Thanksgiving and Christmas as we think about the wonderful things God has provided for us. Here's a prayer. Dear God, you have invited us to give you thanks, and this is what we wish to do. We are living in a time of great anxiety, but you have offered us a way out of anxiety. We long to know your loving care. We pray to you because there is no one so good, so high, so holy, and so merciful as you. Thank you that you have invited us to bring our petitions and our requests to you. Who else can we go to for wisdom, or for hope, or for guidance? We pray for the victims of violence wherever they may be found. We pray for those in authority that they would seek and find the wisdom that comes from above. We pray for peace in the world. We pray that you would help us live in obedience with integrity, based on the dignity you have given. And we pray for peace in our own hearts, a peace that proceeds from your forgiveness, the wholeness that comes from your restorative touch. We thank you for creating a world you called good. We thank you that despite the evil that has entered the world and still wages war in our own souls, your own goodness is undiminished. We thank you that we have seen honor that is bolder than shame, mercy that is wider than cruelty, truth that is straighter than deception, faith that is stronger than treachery, hope that is deeper than desperation. We thank you, too, for the ordinary things, the bread we receive today, the breath by which we live today. And we thank you for the extraordinary things, the strength we didn't know was possible, and the discovery of truths we didn't know. We thank you for the immeasurable grace shown to us in the coming of Christ Jesus, the hope of the world.
Hosanna! Hosanna! You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises.
Oh, praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. Oh, we turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away.
It is my prayer that all of us would see the light the real truth of Christ coming as an infant, his life, his death, his resurrection, all the complete picture would be revealed to us.
Mountains and valleys, it led them each night. The star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Others saw the star, but they followed it not. To them it would come and would pass. The wise men had trusted with all of their hearts that the star would find the baby at last. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Great joy.
Messiah's come, the one of whom you read. And as they spoke to men that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. And still today the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they spoke, their heart felt love. This glorious sound was on my ear from above. The goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Sing glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God.
the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Glory. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. 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 Amen.
I'm so glad you've joined us on this journey into Christmas as we think once again what God has done. House of Praise Radio, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller.
Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn.
Been sometime about close to midnight. Big old guy came knocking at my door. He said his wife was about to have a baby. She just couldn't travel anymore. I said the rooms had all been rented out, but they'd find shelter out there in the barn. They could throw some blankets in the stable. At least they would be dry and safe from harm.
come and see what's happening in the barn.